you know, between these segments on the TV, there's a bit of spare time. And I thought, these naturopaths were still bugging me. I thought, the thing to do with people is take away their money, challenge their products. And we have a great system in Australia, I think it's unique around the world, that if you want to advertise a herbal remedy or a natural remedy, you have to get a government approval number on it. And a little called the OFTL number. And that then puts it into a category of, I think you call it the Advertising Standards Authority, which is huge here. It covers too much. We have one that just deals with complaints for health products, which is bottles of pills, sprays, and anything that makes a therapeutic claim, we can challenge it based on scientific information. And they will accept that over tradition. It's the only area that does. And when I started, I think they had like 10 complaints a month. Well, I've had to put extra staff on since. I've had to train them up a little bit too, because I'm not medical, so it's hard for anybody to get the research. You know, I mean, where do you find research on horny goat weed or whatever it is, you know? And they're usually subscription databases. But I've found pharmacists around have been helping me do this. And I've had quite a lot of complaints upheld. My name is anonymous, which is really helpful. In fact, I take credit for other people's work as well. Because the one thing, you don't want someone coming down the driveway with a baseball bat. So, and that's great to be able to be anonymous. So I think I've put in 60 complaints in the last few months. I've got broadband. Up until that, it's taken me an hour and a half to do a complaint. Now, along the way, I decided to take on the TGA. So I went through their website and I would get the research that said that this aphrodisiac type product didn't work. So I would go through their website and I would then print out every one of the products. In fact, I found 500 weight loss products just by going through searching for thin, fat, weight, whatever it is. So I do a report, put in research, and I say these are all the products that have listing numbers that don't work. And here's 12 clinical trials. Anyway, I did it for a number of other products as well. But I sent copies out to all these professors who have been helpful. And this particular weight loss one went to Tony Abbott, who was the health minister at that time. And that got a lot of press in the Australian Doctor and all that, you know, hit, because I thought, they can't deny it. I put the names and the details of the product there, you know, diet tea and fat blaster and fat magnet. Yeah, we all want some of that, don't we? Yeah. So the advertising complaints have made a difference, and I will have a little chat about that later on. Because I'd found these 500, suddenly I get this email from this guy in Victoria, Dr. Ken Harvey from La Trobe University, and he said, "This is fantastic, Loretta." He said, "I want to put together a team to take on, you know, to write a report for the Medical Journal of Australia on the poor regulation of listed products based on weight loss, because our country is the fattest country in the world now, and something that does get the attention of the government, because it's not just about being overweight, it increases your risk of cancer and heart conditions and all the rest of it." So, and he did get it. And someone said before, we wrote the report and it took 12 months before they published it. And it was fantastic timing, because Labor government had just made all these promises, they just came in and our report was published. And so they had to help out. So with getting the guidelines rewritten and all sorts of things, it's not a perfect world, but we're getting there. But I thought that was quite impressive to be in the Medical Journal of Australia, challenging the regulations, because it's about getting the information out there. More recent times, 12 months ago, now be 18 months ago, we have the place called the National Prescribing Service, and they look after all the drugs. And they went out to find out, do people really want to know whether herbal remedies work? And they found out they did. They want to know, do they work if I'm pregnant? Do they work if I'm old? Do they work with another herb? Do they work if I'm on chemotherapy? And so then I was invited to join a group of 20, and they were naturopaths and doctors and evidence-based medicine, to come up with complementary resources that Australians can be confident work. And that's made my life terrific, because now when I challenge an advert, I just can go to the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database and attach the research, and they accept it. And these databases will also include recommendations, bottom line recommendations. Tell your patients that this is a waste of money. So that's really, we've really come a long way in that. Of course, I take on the natural therapist. It's not just It's not just natural therapists who are exploiting people. There's Dr. William Barnes in West Australia. Otago, does that university sound familiar? Dr. Michael Tate, Otago again, I think. There's plenty of ours as well, don't mention those. And they're doctors who are using their position as doctors to tell people to go on terrible diets and, coffee enemas and all that kind of stuff. So there are bad people on both sides. Wellness centres, we mentioned Olivia Newton-John. She did all that work of China, the Wall of China, to raise money. And now she's raised the money, watching on TV, she says, oh, I want the centre to have homeopathy and acupuncture. Anyway, so I've written a report, sent it all over to say, with all the research, to say that she's kind of put in a whole lot of quackery. And I'm getting a lot of support on that. I do articles. And the bottom line there is healthinformation.com.au, my website, which is just links. You can get all that stuff from... I'm in the way. It's just a link thing that is now number four in the world on directory websites. I've got to admit, I've been helped a lot. The first presentation was The Power of One. It wasn't just about me. The skeptics helped, my medical specialists helped, my own team helped, and of course friends that stay with me at a party, don't move away to the other room, because it can be very lonely sometimes. A Current Affair, as I say, I was going to show the show today, but we can't show it, so you'll have to look at on YouTube. What I did with that, I made the initial phone calls, set up the rapport, told them I'd been diagnosed with cancer, which I have. I then go to meet the people. My camera is in a bag like this for a woman. You just move around. And what happens next, we don't know. The first one was taken, the government took her on because I could ring up and say, there's a woman getting bleach put in her veins, can you do something? But I suspect not a lot will happen. All we can really do is, I guess, make people aware to think twice. The particular show, you'll find there was a breast cancer patient who's dying. There was another one who I managed to get all the treatment shown. There was the crew that came along. There was the Jill Newlands, the natural therapist or the naturopath who was doing it. Miracle mineral supplement was what was being put in their veins. When I looked at it, it was bleach. Not a good thing. Now, I put this picture of this lovely lady here, looking like everybody's aunt, younger sister, the neighbour. This woman's sister is a member of the Queensland Skeptics. She decided, she got breast cancer, she went natural. She died a horrible death. Her sister virtually begged her to go to the doctor. And she went to every quack in Sydney, and my poor friends in Brisbane flying down there. So it's not just weird and wacko people that go natural. It's people that we know and love. So we've really got to get them before they go a bit weird. Now, what can you do? Now, I've got three important things up here. Complain, complain, complain. Doing nothing is not an option. Now, in Australia, the Therapeutic Goods Administration say that we need to provide the evidence. In your country here, you don't. But I would not go that way. I would always provide the evidence, even if it's, just a listing from a database, the Australian government-approved database, because I don't trust the panel. I've seen our panel being missed by 14 clinical trials. And when I looked at them, none of them had to do with that herbal remedy. They were all for the wrong product. But people can be very intimidated by thick piles from sponsors. But it is something you can do. Now, if you all do one complaint in the next year, just one, that would make such a difference. So that's my advice, and I hope that you will do that. I also hope that you will look at the YouTube and see this terrible woman. Did she believe it or didn't she? For $2,000... she was harming people. The cancer patient ended up in intensive care with blood clots. She had coat hanger, IV bag, straight into a porta catheter. She has a portable catheter. It's a terrible thing. So part of me is terrified, but all I say is, I've got to get it down. I've just gone undercover again last month, a homeopath. Not bad. Cured 17,000 cancer patients, he has. Had it all spray, called cancer spray. About this big. And I was to spray it once a day. Going to cure my cancer. Not a good thing at all. But there's a lot more work to be done. As I say, I'm not doing it on my own. I get a lot of help, but I get a lot back from it as well. Anyway, thank you. I'll check for ghosts.
stay here, Loretta. So who has seen that YouTube video, by the way? Could you just raise your hand if you've seen it? So there's a handful of us. It's just amazing stuff, isn't it? The nerve of that woman. The nerve of that woman hanging her bag of bleach and... God. And the nerve of you to go in there and expose it. That's fantastic as well. What questions do you have for Loretta?
It's very inspiring. Thank you so much. You talk about advertising. One of the things that's concerning me is pseudo-advertising. It happens I had this with me to my local newspaper, what looks like a news item.
Yeah.
Acupuncture assists infertility or assists fertility.
Mm-hmm.
Picture of the glamorous local acupuncturist and the whole sort of pseudoscience thing. This really concerns me because it looks like factual information rather than an advertisement. I'm just wondering, is this something that is a problem in Australia, or
is it
possible? And I wonder also whether other people are striking the same thing around their own community.
Advertorials, yes, stuff like that. That backfired on them once. It was the body wrap. You wrapped it round and you lost fat. You lost weight. What the magazine, this was the Sunday paper, had a big discussion on it. You know, this body wrap pretending to be a story, and then the advert. I put a complaint in, and they had to match a big retraction to the size of both. So the retraction on that was huge. But I could get them based on science. Acupuncture has not had a lot of clinical trials, decent ones. I think we all know that it's very hard to pretend to point this. They're getting better with them. I think the slide came up earlier with all the points. Yeah.
Tell you a bit,
but there's a lot like that.
This to a friend of mine, acupuncture assists fertility. He said, "Oh yes, they use the needle to puncture the condom."
That would work.
Is there a question from down here? Yes, there is, John.
This may be a question for others in this room because it's regarding New Zealand. Do you know about the policies concerning alternative medicine of the Green and Maori parties? I don't know much about it, but the little I know. If you don't, it might be...
I know nothing, yeah. But I'll just say about natural... a lot of the chemotherapy drugs are actually from trees, the yew tree that they're growing in forests. So it's not about natural, it's about products that either have not been tested, which are fine, as long as you know that, but products that are tested and shown not to work. But yeah, no, I don't know much about the rules here.
Go ahead.
I'm sort of ashamed to have to ask this. I mean, I've complained a couple of times about healing to the Department of Trade and Industry and basically got nowhere. I mean, you obviously have a whole medical sort of area to complain to.
The Complaints Resolution Panel. There were 92, this is health complaints, submitted, the panel looked at 92 health complaints for the first 6 months of this year, upheld 72 of them. 20 of them, and the rest of them were either failed or got sent on to other bodies. They only deal with goods, so I can't take on therapists. There's nowhere, like yourself, nowhere that we can take on therapists.
No, but I'm just wondering, do we have one?
It can be very, very tricky. I've mentioned to some people, for example, one attempt we did in the past when an Australian called Jesse OB My Heart got a distributor, I think, in Coromandel to distribute his 15 mils of water for $85 a pop, which had Jesse OB My Heart's essence, not mentioned what kind of essence, within it. Now, when that became news, we contacted the Commerce Commission and said, this is an obvious scam, what can we do about it? The Commerce Commission said to us, oh, it's a medical product, you have to talk to the Ministry of Health, it's nothing to do with us. We went to the Ministry of Health, they said, oh, it's water, it's not a therapeutic product, so we don't have to worry about it, nothing to do with us. Health and Disability Commissioner, you know, nothing to do with them. What we did then was look at the range of products they had, one of which was the Mills and Boons water, which was going to cure your love life. So I wrote to Mills and Boons in Australia, to the legal department, and said, Have these people got your permission to use your brand name in their product? And got a letter back saying, no, no, they haven't. We will be investigating this further. I haven't seen the product on the shelves of late, so we don't know whether there was actually a relationship or whether it fell over because it was a patently stupid product, an exploitative product out there. But it can be really hard. One of the things that Loretta has been looking at, and which we might well engage upon, is seeing what avenue there is. There are quite a lot of restrictions in terms of making complaints about whether you have to be personally involved in being ripped off or some fashion, and we're just investigating how we can do it, but it is difficult.
I was invited to submit some complaints because I contacted them from Australia, the ASA, or people who know what they're doing here, and the woman said, put some complaints in. And I found the Rife for Life, which is the machine, you know, we've got the 9-volt battery and whatever it is, it's going to cure your cancer because it kills the microbes that cause cancer. That's a whole centre in Christchurch. Anyway, that's one area we've had a lot of luck with. You cannot advertise that in our country. So I can only stop the advertising. I can't stop the stuff from being sold in pharmacies, and I can't stop a few things. But I can, anyway, so keep you posted.
So it's advertising that we should be concentrating on.
Yes, look, you take away the advertising, you stop the mums and dads seeing it in their faces. It's all you can do, you do it. Yeah.
Or tell your pharmacist you're going to shift pharmacies if they continue to stock products.
Oh, that's it, you're getting lots
of pharmacists. It doesn't stop things around the house.
I think the Pharmacist Society should be ashamed of itself.
Yes. They won the Bench Boone Award. In fact, I presented it to them 2 years ago.
One last question.
I think one of the worst CA announcements is the anti-vaccine debate. Your experience of them in Australia?
I hear the sceptics. I don't get a lot of help from the sceptics and in Australia because they are putting a huge amount of effort into the anti-vax, and I respect that because I'm really trying to protect silly middle-aged women from, you know, taking all this junk and cancer patients, whereas the anti-vax is babies dying. We've had babies die of whooping cough. So yeah, good. So there's a big area in Sydney really focusing on that, so good luck to them.
Clearly an emotional subject of interest to us all, given we're still breathing and living on the planet right now. Please put your hands together.